David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show on Frank Talk 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. Again, I am David Allen Carmichael, and our toll-free number here is 888-850-1872. Yes, this is live. It is not Memorex, Centrex, or any other X. Again, we're going to hear today. I'm a little bit distracted. Just prior to going on the air, my wife came in from a soccer game. And she's coaching a team, and this is some U19 players. And we've got players that we know and we love, but we're on the other team. Didn't matter whose team they were on. And have a tendency to do abusive play until they're called back. Well, in the first 10 seconds of the game, in abusive play, one of our players looks like it's one of those injuries that could require thousands of dollars of surgery. And so what it is, we got this one kid who goes around hurting people until he's called back. And so that was very offensive. It was a horrible situation. And referees are supposed to make sure the game is safe, fun, and fair. If it's not safe, nobody's having fun. So that's what happened today. She came in and had to tell me about that just before I went on the air. So that's kind of a distractor. You know, you have to shift your brain cells a little bit into a little different mode of thinking. So I'm going to settle myself out. Then we're going to talk to about some issues today. I've got a story from overseas. China cracks down on human rights lawyers. Somebody called me and mentioned something about this week. It's kind of silly. I'll put it out there, but you guys can think about it, talk about it if you like. Turkey to investigate Noah's Ark finding. Now, it may not be silly, but it might be. We'll see. How about this one out of the UK? Animals denied the right to privacy. That's going to matter a lot with our main topic that we get to. A judge rejects irrational idea that Christianity deserves special protection from law. There's some interesting nuances to that story that I'd like to talk about it. Here's one. A man to have baby with his lover grandmother. That's out of the UK. Kind of sick. Of course, you've all heard of the BP, which is British Petroleum, is promised to pay legitimate claims from the oil disaster down in the Gulf, or down in the Gulf, yeah, over west of, as they say, in northern Florida, y'all. So one of the main things I'm going to talk about today is some of the legislation. The legislative session has just closed in Florida. Governor Charlie Crist, a lot of political weird things going on with him lately that are all in the news. And he says that he may consider vetoing some of the legislation or making some amendment suggestions or things like that. So that will be coming up soon. There's some legislation that has popped up. It should be on your radar, but most likely it isn't. I've mentioned some legislation that's trying to undermine your Bill of Rights in Florida. It came up 2 years ago and was voted down, I thought, by the voters. I'm not really sure how far that thing went. But the next year it came up. I mentioned it to Senator Fasano. It was making its way through the committees quite quickly. And it seemed like they were blessing this idea to undermine your Bill of Rights. And then Senator Fasano said, no, that was voted down last year, and that means 2 years ago. So I mentioned to Senator Fasano in an interview about a year ago, a little over a year ago, that this dangerous innovation was coming their way. He didn't know about it. Suddenly there was some action in the committees that made the bill go away last year. Guess what? It's back. It's back. There's a bill suggesting to change your Bill of Rights in your Constitution. So I'll be talking about that today. And some other legislation in the Florida news. Last week we talked about the legislation in Arizona. Obviously, you have some comments about that. You can give us a call, 888-850-1872. But I do want to get to some of the legislation. There is some creepy kind of stuff here. Some of you might love it. It's this thing talking about or introducing into law for Florida something called domestic partners. Domestic partners. So I'll be reading from the bill today. If you've got friends that are you want to have to be a domestic partner, or you are pro-domestic partner, you might want to call your friends and have them tune in to Frank Talk 104.3 FM. We might get your goat today. We might not. I don't know. I might say some things that are extreme, and it might be offensive to you. Now, my goal is not to be offensive. Now, if I say something and it is offensive, hopefully if I say something that is true and right, it's okay if it offends somebody, because sometimes we need to be offended to correct our behavior. It's like the young man who, when I'm reffing, I'm out there and I know this young man, so I encourage him right from the beginning. I say, I won't tell you his name, but I say, you know how to play the ball. You know you don't have to slam into human bodies. Play good. Don't discount your abilities. Do the right thing. And I've watched this young man's play improving because he actually plays the ball and not trying to take other people out because they beat him physically. You know, if they out too much athleticism on their part makes him look bad, so he wants to take it out on them physically. You know, I challenge this young man beforehand, and if it offends him and he notices that it's being that he's offended and he realizes, wow, what they're saying is true, though. It's good to be offended, because correcting things can save not only your own life, but other people that you may be hurting. That's when you do a wrong, somebody's going to get hurt one way or the other. Sometimes it's a person who does the wrong. Sometimes it is the people around them. So we're going to be talking about some of the new legislation today. Again, the number here is 888-850-1872. I'm David Allen Carmichael. This is the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to be held accountable. Last week, I held myself accountable to the Bible. I found myself talking a little bit in a way that was sort of biting, and I thought it was a little bit off. So I corrected myself right there in the midst of our own show to make sure that that we're holding ourselves accountable to the standard. The standard here on this show is a constitutional standard, a biblical standard, and on the standard of right versus wrong. But how do you know right versus wrong? Is it what you feel? Is it what you feel? I will say, folks, that I've mentioned before on the show that there seems to be a pandemic of dementia. A pandemic of dementia. It's sweeping North America, and it is the reason I call it a pandemic, because we can see evidence of it across the globe, and it's creeping its way here from other parts of the globe. So there's a pandemic of dementia. It seems that America is going insane. So rather than just be in-flight entertainment, we're going to get to some substance today, and I'll be bringing some entertainment to you. Hey, before I do, my kids pointed this thing out to me, and I'm going to play something for you. I really got a kick out of it. And this is a guy named Tim Hawkins. I haven't seen whether Tim Hawkins is coming to a town near you anytime soon, but he's a clean comedian, and he kind of cracks me up, so I'm going to play something from him. This is Chick-fil-A by Tim Hawkins. That's, here we go.
Chick-fil-A. I could eat there 7 times a day, where the people laugh and children play. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Suddenly, I need waffle fries in front of me, with some nuggets and a large sweet tea. Oh, Chick-fil-A, you set me free. Kids, get in the van so we can go there today. But their stores are closed, oh I know, 'cause it's Sunday. Chick-fil-A. What a dirty, rotten trick to play. Now I have to settle for Subway. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A.
That's Tim Hawkins. You can see that on YouTube. Tim Hawkins. He's the same guy who does the Candyman song, but he talks about the government can. It's the same person, Tim Hawkins. Okay, let's go to the main... let me just touch some of these strange articles here that are in the news, and then we'll take a break. We'll come back with some of the main discussions that I wanted to have. But here's something I found on a foreign news source. and it is Turkey to investigate Noah's Ark claim. Turkey's culture minister has ordered a probe into how pieces of wood claimed to be remains of Noah's Ark were taken from Turkey to China by evangelical explorers, media reports said. Now, here's the first question I have. One, it could be a complete, absolute hoax that they were never taken. Nothing was taken from Turkey. It could very well be just some extreme little weird sham or scam. It could be. But let's just say they took wood from Turkey. Let's press on. How did these objects get there? I'm having this investigated, Culture Tourism Minister Ertuğrul Güney said in his remarks published in the Milliyet newspaper. A team of evangelical Chinese explorers reportedly displayed the wooden pieces at recent press conference in Hong Kong, claiming they recovered them from Mount Ararat in eastern Turkey. So Chinese people are going off into foreign countries and retrieving parts. It's not 100% that it's Noah's Ark, but we think it's 99.9% that this is it. Yung Wing Chung, a Hong Kong documentary filmmaker, a member of the 15-strong team from Noah's Ark Ministries International, said on Monday. Now, Noah's Ark Ministries International said on Monday, again, it could be a hoax. And sometimes I'll just let you know that there are respectable people that either perpetrate a hoax or buy a hoax that somebody else has fed them. Has anybody ever heard of Makila Mwembe? You give me a call, 888-850-1872. The team said they recovered wooden specimens from a structure that carbon dating proved was 4,800 years old. Around the same time, the Ark is said to have been afloat. Of course, now, if it's true, the story's true, you can't date things by carbon dating. In fact, carbon date scientists will tell you there's a fudge factor they have to put in carbon dating because they'll find things that they know their age and the carbon dates won't match and there's this adjustment they have to make. It's because they're presuming our atmosphere is so many thousands or millions of years old and that the amount of carbon in the atmosphere is in some sort of close equilibrium. And so that the amount of radioactive carbon in things, it's based on a fixed amount of radioactive carbon in the atmosphere over the eons. Problem is, if the Bible's true, then the entire atmosphere was washed of the vast, almost all radioactive carbon out of the atmosphere 4,800 years ago. So the radioactive carbon dating that we have has a built-in flaw in it, which of course is reflected in what scientists have to do to try to make adjustments over the last couple of thousand years to things they know the date to make it match. And they're not paying attention to the fact that there was a flood that that totally wiped out the atmosphere. So that's a little interesting thing. So if this story's true, well, I don't know how the carbon dates would match up. Okay, let's see. Güney also said the inquiry aimed to shed light on the presence, watch this, of Turkish officials at the press conference in Hong Kong without Ankara's permission. So how did the these official Turkish officials get there without official Turkish blessing? The minister stressed he supported research on Noah's Ark in Turkey, hailing it as a bonus for the country's tourism sector, according to Milliyet. So it would be a bonus for him. Hey, we're going to take a break. Our number here is 888-850-1872. Of course, if you're a Makila Mwembe subject matter expert, of course, I'd like you to give us a call first, 888-850-1872. Stay tuned to Frank Talk 104.3 FM. I'm David Allen Carmichael in this Faith and Freedom show. We're going to be back continuing to broadcast for the Liberty Works Radio Network. Get ready to exercise your brain cells. You might be losing some calories here, burning some calories while you listen today. Come back, enjoy the mid-flight entertainment for the next 5 minutes, and get ready for a change of life.